Welcome to the Wasatch Gazette, a public affairs program produced by Cumulus Media Salt Lake City. If you would like to submit an interview request for the Wasatch Gazette, please email mike.parsons@cumulus.com. That's mike.parsons@cumulus.com. Now, here's the host of the Wasatch Gazette, Mike Parsons.
My guest this morning is Celeste Edmonds. She is the executive director of the Christmas Box International. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning to you.
It's great to have you back on again. How are things at the Christmas Box in general?
Great to be back. Things are well. Things are going good. We bittersweet. Things are good, but you know, we also have children in care, so it can be kind of difficult at times. But you know, we're grateful to be here. We're grateful to be celebrating 25 years this year.
Wow!
125,000 children have come through our programs. So we're very grateful.
So let's start from the beginning. The Christmas Box House, the name of it came from a book. For those that don't know, give us the basic history on that.
Yeah, so back in early 1990, I'd say two-ish, author Richard Paul Evans wrote a little book, just under 12,000 words, called The Christmas Box. And it long story short, became a national bestseller after he self-published it, and it's based on children and the loss of children, either through choices that we make or death. And when he and his wife, you know, he became a national best-selling author, and he and his wife made quite a bit of money, they decided they wanted to give some back. But the question was, we know we want it to be about children, but we don't know how. And so he reached out to his father, who was a social worker at the time, and we decided, let's hold a conference up at the University of Utah Graduate School of Social Work. And at the time, interestingly enough, Utah was one of nine states that was being sued by the National Center for Youth Law out of California for how we handle our children who are removed. We'd had some deaths in the system, unfortunately. And so we pulled, you know, a big conference together, and we learned some very valuable things, one of which is there was no place for social workers or police officers who were removing children, typically in the middle of the night, to take kiddos to kind of, I guess, buy some time to decide where's the best place for these kids to go. I mean, if you imagine 2-3 in the middle of the night,
right,
in the morning, and you remove a child, and you don't know really what's going on yet. Nobody has had time to do some due diligence and figure out what the issues are. So Christmas Box House buys that time. Children stay with us 2 weeks to a month. And during that time, we're able to keep those sibling groups together. We see about 39 of those a month, actually, 39 little brothers and sisters, that get to stay together until the right decision is made,
right,
which is either do they go home with another, you know, under a safety plan, which is best, or do they go into foster care, or do they live with another family member? So we serve as that place, and yes, it is named after the book, The Christmas Box.
That's there's a parts of that that I didn't know, and I thought I knew exactly how that came to be. So I'm glad I asked you that question. I've been to the Christmas Box House in Salt Lake City. It's a beautiful facility, but that's not the only one now, right?
That's right. We actually opened the first one in Moab about 3 years before the Salt Lake House. There was a building there that the state wasn't using any longer, and we renovated it actually in about 6 weeks. And so it serves as a smaller rural model for that county, that region. And then, of course, we have one in Ogden as well that serves the Weber-Ogden County area.
And how many kids a year do you serve?
So about 1,000 come through the programs. And we get, over 9,000 children through our programs. 1,000 stay about at the house.
Oh, okay.
But we also, use the community resources that we gather to help children that in general are in foster care or families that, grandparents that are taking kiddos at the last minute that certainly are not equipped to be able to do that. So there are kids that would stay at the Christmas Box House, but there's a placement for them. We provide resources to those families as well, and that's over 9,000 a year.
I love that the way it was created was looking for the need and then filling that need. And the one time I was able to tour the Christmas Box House here in Salt Lake, I was kind of shown exactly like when a child arrives, what kind of process they go through, and they get to pick out some fun things. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so when they come in, there's a tree on the entrance that they come in that typically is donated seasonally by someone in the community. So right now we have a beautiful spring-summer tree at the Salt Lake House. And then there's stuffed animals all around, and they can, you know, if they want, pick a stuffed animal out. And then when they go into, you know, the residential side where they're going to stay for a while, they have their own bedroom. They get all their own stuff, you know, in the summer, you know, that would be like an outfit, a pair of shoes, a hygiene kit, things that you would just have at home,
right.
But they're not going to come here with that. And then not only that, but when they leave, we want them to be able to take, like, those new items with them to where they're going to go stay as well. So that's why the resources, you know, kind of ebb and flow in. And then the other cool thing is that we do our best to provide all the resources that they need in addition to the items, such as we have an on-site school program if it isn't safe to take them to their own school. We have well child care visits twice a week, a full dental facility that can do anything but oral surgery here at the Salt Lake House. He comes once a week, him and his assistant. So we really, mental health services, medication, anything that we can think of that, you know, they're going to need while they're here, we really do try to bring it on site to, again, limit the amount of transitions that they have to have while they're already in this time of crisis.
What is summertime like at the Christmas Box House? Is that different than the school year at all?
It's not different for us in terms of having children, but I think what's interesting about summer is that when people tend to be in giving mode, they tend to go to the holidays. You know
right.
what I mean? It's like, I get a work bonus, or I'm just in the giving spirit. And so while that's really important for us because it carries us through the first half of the year, we also have the last half of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So when a lot of kids, you know, for summer, I think, you know, my kids, they're like, oh, I get to unwind, spend time with family and friends, go camping, do whatever I'm going to do. That's what's on their brain. But when the kids come and stay at the Christmas Box House, it looks very, very different. They're not thinking about all those things necessarily. They're like, what am I going to eat? What am I going to wear? When I go back to school, will I have a backpack? Like, they're in a basic essential mode on how they're going to survive. And so summer, you know, for them looks very different, you know, in that respect. And then for us as an organization, it's okay, what do we want to do, which is why, you know, we have our Christmas in July campaign.
Right.
What are we going to do to push us through the last half of the year? Because, you know, like our founder said to me, safety isn't seasonal. You know, we have kids 365 days a year.
Right,
so
right.
whether there's a pandemic or there's a seasonal change or there's anything going on, our houses are full of kids.
And the website, I should have mentioned right at the beginning, thechristmasbox.org, is a great place to go and find out the different ways you can help. But you mentioned Christmas in July, and so that's right now what we want to push is getting some help for you from now through the holiday season when people are really giving to get you through the beginning of next year. So how can people get involved and how can people help during the summer?
Thank you. That's a great question. So, yeah, if you go onto the website, thechristmasbox.org, up at the top, we have a Christmas in July image, and it will take you to a page on how to be involved, which is either making a financial contribution that allows us to certainly purchase things we don't get donated. So for $100, somebody would completely fund all the necessities that a child will need for the summer here. And then, you know, if somebody certainly can give, but not that much, there's increments listed on the website, you know, what would $20 buy and what would $10 buy, because there's certainly a budget for everyone. And then in addition to that, we have our summer wish list. So if you have a business or a neighborhood and your community that would like to do a donation drive and collect items from the wish list, we also have a direct link to our Amazon list. You can purchase right from Amazon. Or we have folks that want to come volunteer their time on site. So we certainly have projects at the house, you know, weeding, cleaning windows, planting flowers. We always have outdoor projects, especially when we're still in kind of COVID hangover. We're really not in a position to let people hang out with the kiddos yet, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But outside of that, we definitely have, you know, plenty of volunteer opportunities if that's what somebody's interested in. So I always say there's a way someone can give, time, money, or items. We have something for everyone for sure.
And the website, again, is thechristmasbox.org. Go there to find out all the different ways you can help. What's the future look like? What as we're coming out of the pandemic, what are you looking at?
Well, for us, we look at how to use existing resources we have and then also prepare for the times when, fundraising and giving tends to be down this time of year. So we're very fortunate to, be able to take items and resources and give them to the partners that I mentioned earlier that are also providing resources to kiddos so they can be prepared for the year. We have 12 what we call resource centers also throughout the valley, which is what supplies those items to the 9,000 children a year that I mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And so for us, it's about keeping those resource rooms and our houses, stocked with items so that when we have low giving seasons, we're prepared to always take care of kids.
TheChristmasBox.org is the place to go to find out all the different ways you can help. Celeste Edmonds, Executive Director of the Christmas Box International, thank you so much for your time and everything
thank
you're doing
you.
In the community. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate you.
You've been listening to the Wasatch Gazette, a weekly public affairs program produced by Cumulus Media Salt Lake City. If you would like to submit an interview request for the Wasatch Gazette, please email mike.parsons@cumulus.com. That's mike.parsons@cumulus.com.